Every plus six, every pick. This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders. Now, here are your hosts, Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
G'day, we're the Traders. I'm Roy, I coach Destroy, and I'm here with Warnie.
Coach of the Warn Dogs.
And Calvin.
Coach of Mighty Calvinator.
Mighty.
Mighty.
Welcome to AFL Fantasy Live, where we're going to be going through the teams, and you get to live it with us.
Yes.
Whether it be good or bad, we ride the roller coaster.
It could be bad
well,
this week.
Speaking of bad.
Yes.
Got black, grey, green dog. well, look at that.
At least I've got it on, Calvin. You haven't been very good at that recently.
Challenge, just like Nick Nat, challenge.
We'll get
and
to Nick
failed.
Nat in a moment. It is going to be big. It is round eight we've got coming up. So we are, well, over about a third of the way through the season. Not over. It's
so
like third during the season.
There's
during
time.
The weekend, I think.
There's time to improve.
There is time to improve, especially if you rank. Where are you now, Calvin?
Just outside.
Outside?
Just outside.
The top five, Calvin.
Just outside, dog.
Top ten.
It's irrelevant. Because what a round we've got ahead.
We've got a great round ahead, and there's a fair bit of stuff that we've got to get into straight away.
Here's the news of the week you need to know on AFL Fantasy Live.
All right, the news that we know straight up. These teams coming up very, very soon. They will be named very shortly here on AFL Fantasy Live. 32 changes to the Friday and Saturday teams. Now, that's the biggest number we've seen so far. But. If you haven't looked at the fixture for this weekend, you wouldn't know that there are seven games on Saturday. Can you tell me why, Calvin?
It's all to do with the eclipse of the moon.
I was wondering if you had a think about why it was. You don't?
I don't really put two and two together.
This could be a hot tip for you and plenty of coaches out there. It's Mother's Day on Sunday. I reckon they've done it for that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
So there's only two games on Sunday. Yes, so get something.
So they're doing them a favour by not putting as much football on. Is that what you're saying?
Look, and this is a message out there.
Surely mothers would want to watch football.
They want to watch football.
Well, I thought that, but obviously not.
For their entertainment?
Yeah.
Or maybe to get rid of the kids or the husbands.
And that's the thing.
Who knows?
For the day.
Sometimes we can be obsessive, you know, right into our fantasy coaching. It is Mother's Day out there, people. So we've all got one. You know, get out there, buy some flowers, chocolates.
Yeah. Well, I've already said I'm having the weekend off. I'm on a ban.
You are on a ban.
I was a big mouth on Twitter. Yep.
And that is because of Nick Natanui.
Yes, it is.
You were a big mouth on Twitter.
It doesn't happen very often, but I was out there.
Okay, if you missed that news, you would have had to have been under a rock. But Nick Natanui, he lost to the tribunal that rough conduct charge, that tackle into Carl Amon, has seen him suspended for 1 week. A quick. We're disappointed.
A joke, Warn Dog.
So it's in Nick's best interest to not go to the gym anymore.
No.
Because that strength that he has got.
You're too big.
To his advantage.
You're too powerful.
He now has to factor in. So he might as well just not be as strong.
That other guy should be suspended for being weak.
Yeah.
All right, let's take it back to the fantasy thing. Like Louis Taylor did in his press conference today.
Saw that.
He was worried about the fact that Nick Nat was out of his fantasy team.
Oh, really?
That was awesome. So,
what a legend.
That was a good thing there. They have up at the Lions a couple of big draft leagues. So they've like got two divisions. So he must have him in draft, I would say. 34% of classic teams have Nick Nat at the moment. Third most traded out player at the minute. So
it's a trade, isn't it?
It's a very handy time to as well.
Yeah. We'll have a bit of a chat about him a bit later on. The Eagles also announced that Braden Ainsworth will make his debut. $208,000 midfielder. Now, he's averaging 93 from his first games in the waffle.
Yeah, right.
So that's solid.
Yeah.
Too right it is.
Yeah,
he was certainly talked about pre-season as well, so it's not like he's come from nowhere.
That's it.
So he could be an option there, but we could also see an option coming from St Kilda in Ed Phillips, who I think I would suggest a little bit more because he's 170K midfielder. He's 20 years old as well, so he's been in the system a couple of years. 37 disposals, 8 marks, 4 tackles, and 133 points he had last week in the VFL for Sandringham.
That's not the needle.
So he's been going at 114 from his 4 games this year. He did only average 58 last year from his 30 games, so that was his first season.
But he's only a breakout.
He's only 19 then, though, Doug.
Yeah, he's 20
did
now.
Average about 80 the TAC Cup in his draft year, and his nickname is the King.
No, it's not.
So is that a bit of swagger for him? Or
I don't know. He didn't give it to himself.
Well
what about the
B? Yeah, he might have done. I don't know. But if you're being called the King, surely That can only mean good things.
Surely.
All right. Also out of the Saints, Dini Navaratnam from AFL.com.au told us that Blake Akers. So you know how he was out last week for manage. It was a groin. So he trained though. So we might expect to see his name when they come out very soon. Gilbert with his ankle and Shane Savage thigh. They also trained, so could see them okay for this week. Now for the Swans, Buddy has been ruled out and not guaranteed for next week either.
That's a bruised heel, yeah.
Yeah. So he's sore still.
Really bruised it then.
Boys, he came out of the rolling 22.
Well,
yeah, and rightfully so. Did you know something, Roy?
Yeah.
You've had a bruised heel before, haven't you?
I have, actually.
Yeah, they bloody
played
hurt.
Through it, though, but yeah.
You played through it?
Yeah, I did.
All right, for Essendon, Joe Danaher, month out, OP apparently. Has that been affecting him being able to kick the ball?
I'm tipping it must have, dog.
OP. Overly poor.
Oh, good one.
Because I drafted him.
Okay. Port Adelaide. Wingard thinks he'll be good to go. I think that's only been a week for him.
It has.
Oh, look, that's a challenge, so Wingard.
He might be named and then be a laid out.
Unless it was cramp.
Rocky.
Yeah.
Apparently is going to return.
Yes.
Oh, mate, Dunny sent me a picture of the paper. Show him over there. Ready to go. Putting his hand up for this week.
I tell you what.
If he gets selected.
No, he will. And this will be something special for us.
And then they go to China next week, and then they have their bye, and then we pounce.
Oh, we do pounce.
We pounce, and we do it aggressively. Not aggressively, but just aggressively.
Yeah, no, we don't want to miss it.
For the D's, Jack Vine is playing in the twos this week, so check your draft free agents. Now's the time to pick a guy. Oh,
sorry.
Of course you have.
Sorry.
Now's the time to pick a guy with that, because he's obviously a gun player. Averaged 90 last year, but he was 101 in 2016.
Correct.
So that is definitely going to be someone that you will be in, well, draftable, no matter what your league is, basically. So that's what you've got there. Now, Collingwood, Pendles cleared of any serious ankle injury from last Sunday evening's game, but we don't know if he'll play this week.
He'll get named, won't he?
Yeah, probably.
You just won't know, because he's been good this year.
Now for the Giants, Lobb and Cameron are likely to be back. Green, Deledio, Kelly still on that injury list.
Wow.
That's incredible. This Kelly issue.
Phenomenal.
Roy,
unbelievable.
Unbelievable. And
season wrecker.
Yep. And the secretiveness of all of this should be looked into by the AFL. Roy, I'm calling an inquiry.
Yeah, well, inquiry. It's about time. We've said this before.
Yep.
There needs to be more transparency with injuries and severity of these injuries, I believe.
Deception.
Right. If they want to be professional and respected worldwide, that needs to improve.
Yes, it does.
All right.
Yep.
Because we know what we're talking about.
Although I'm sick of it, Roy.
Yes.
You can see my anger.
I can. I can hear it in your voice.
Anyway, so Green, though, that's an interesting one. So he's still, and Deledio will obviously get an extra week by the looks of it.
Yep.
All right. Sounds good, boys.
This is AFL Fantasy Live with the Traders.
Okay, let's have a look here at some of the things that we want to know. Coming out of the top 10 lists from Fantasy Coach, if you don't have that, get the subscription and you'll be able to find this info out, such as the most traded in players this week. Number one, Lachie Keefe. Could there be a few reverse trades coming up tonight?
Without a doubt. Now, he scored well,
I think he went under 50% efficiency, though.
That was an issue.
Yeah.
I think it was under 40%.
Or was it that
out?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's not good for him. I don't know. And even if he does play this week, surely his job security is not great. He's a role player. He's getting in there to fill some holes.
He played a fair bit of ruck, too. But if Lobb's back,
That's exactly. Yeah.
And we've been saying, if you're bringing in a rookie this week.
Yep.
And for the next couple of weeks, you need to be confident.
These are buys, guys.
These guys will last through this buy period.
The hope for him is less than you'd have for others.
Agreed.
Crosley, a lot of people are jumping on him as a ruck, $194,000. 69 he scored for the Suns. He'll stay in the side.
More security, doesn't he?
Good job security. And I reckon what people are doing are probably getting rid of English for him, because English is the most traded out player.
Yeah.
By a long way.
He made his way to a lot of forward lines, though,
Yeah, so.
And now you can't get him. So.
No.
anyway.
Mm.
So, yeah, the other trade-in players, Charlie Spargo, which I think we're keen on as well, 71 last week. He's averaging 73. And
expensive, though, Dom.
Expensive
276.
Now. 276. Yeah, I wouldn't do that now.
Gosh, the job security of him is so much better than anyone else around him.
He will last through the buys.
He'll last the
and
year.
And I think if you're going, if you're going English to him, you still make enough money to make it worthwhile.
I mean, it's not a fluke either. He was credentialed as a kid, like his fantasy game, and he has certainly shown that paying up sucks, but he'll be there.
71-75
and looks
through
good
the buys would be gold.
Now, Sicily, who was great last week with 135, is the fourth most traded in player. Get him as either a defender or forward at 594K, and I think... Wow, he's a great buy at the moment for that under 600 grand.
So his break even's 48, the sick dog.
Yeah.
What other forwards or backs can you get that go back to back 110 for under 600K? Yes. You will not find one.
So I'd like to be upgrading my Tim English to James Sicily this week.
Would you? Nice. Yep. What about the torrential rain? He took 14 marks last week. Surely they don't mark that much.
That's an issue. I know that the teams are going to come out soon. I won't be able to do what I want to do anyway. So,
good point.
Toby McLean is the fifth most traded. Now, the traded out, which you'd mentioned, Tim English number one. Jeremy Finlayson, is he done?
Yeah, he's done, but he can hang around for his 50s if people really need.
Yep. Nick Nat at number three. Jack Billings. You traded last week, Roy. Would you still suggest people do that?
Without a doubt, I would.
I know.
And Jake Waterman at number five.
Well done, Jake. He's done your job, big fella. He knows. He knows.
364K, so he's almost made 200 grand. Hold him for one more week. Let him make 200 for you. That'd be a good thing to do. Right, that's what we've got. Let's get into some of the questions before we get into the news of the weekend with all of the teams. First one comes from Ashley off our Facebook Live. We are streaming live on Facebook. And, all right, Ashley says, love you guys more than Fife.
Thank you.
Unless she's a West Coast supporter.
Oh.
Which probably doesn't mean a lot.
That's good. Appreciate that.
All right, so now Anthony is asking, Ainsworth or the new St Kilda midfielder?
That's a good one.
It is. I'd chase the cash and the age.
The age is a big one.
That's
Plus, the team is rubbish, and that's another
thing. Yeah, when age and cash is in your favour, that's where I'm leaning.
Yep. I like it, D.
All right, now, Sloaney. No good. Just received a message from old
from Sloaney.
Alex.
Oh, right.
Trombetta.
Yep.
He's a legend. Rory Sloane ranges his foot at training out for another 2 weeks at least.
Oh, Rory!
Now, how does that affect Matt Crouch, Calvin?
They're completely different players, so that's fine. I don't think it affects Matt in the slightest. So Matt's in and under. He'll have 40 touches, handballing it out. A little bit of a pig about him, old Matt.
But, he's a jet, isn't he? Back to the 100 club last week, too.
He is, 100%. So he's had, I reckon in his first game back, might have had a little bit of limited time on ground there as he worked his way back in. But fit and firing, I think break even 120, Roy.
Yeah, around that.
So he gets that this week. You won't get him any cheaper than what you can this week.
Right, knick-knack questions are flying in. What would you do with him if you had him right now?
I would upgrade him to whichever one you don't have out of Gawn and Grundy.
Correct.
Okay, if you struggle to find any cash there?
If you struggle to find cash there, Steph?
Yeah, he's still up there, wouldn't he be? You'd have to be.
I don't know. I just think you'd need to find it. That's all you'd want to do with him.
Steph's at 736.
Gosh, Steph's having a great year, isn't he?
He is.
I don't know.
Look, what about Sinclair?
Look, this is the thing. You're going to need. So you
could
need
you
to
possibly
find.
Do that?
Callum Sinclair's going at 100.
I know. What's he priced at?
646. So he's 100 grand cheaper than Steph.
What's Cruiser priced at?
That's a good point. Cruiser is 647. So around the same there.
Gosh, very interesting.
So you still need. Like 150 to even to get to these, you want to go up to max. If you don't have max, you're looking at like 250K more.
Gosh, I wouldn't want to muck around with anyone else in the ruck other than those top three, though.
Okay, what about if would you play a bench player for him?
No, I don't think so, because I think if you've had Nick Knack from the start, you've done well till now for him not to be missing a game.
Yeah.
Although he is missing one now.
Could this be a blessing for him as well? He can be a rest. We'll have him back firing, ready to go.
He'll come, he'll play a few games, he'll have his bye, he'll have a few more, and the year's done.
If you are chasing someone that's bottomed out that you really like, I don't mind that bench option now if you think you've got someone that
because
can get you 50
people have got
and you just get another rookie off the ground.
Big O, like
yeah, 60 get, last week.
Oh, did he?
Yep. Yeah.
So you get a 50 maybe from him.
Possibly.
Could be all right. You might even have the Crosley.
Yeah.
From
who got a
Gold
good
60. Coast. And then
speaking
even
of,
English, of course.
Yeah. If he's not dropped. Week.
He's either dropped or if he's not dropped,
should find
everyone
out that
drops
soon. Him. Because yeah. Bryce here then asks, take a donut from Nick Nat and trade English and Billings to Spargo and McLean. So he's basically doing that. Or trade Nick Nat.
You can't take
you
a donut.
You don't take a donut. That's yeah. the number one rule in fantasy. You
no bench not. Cover unless Cameron gets a gig. And if you've been listening to Magoo's News, Cameron's been doing a lot of crazy
he has.
Work.
So Sinclair. And that,
but yeah, I don't
sucks.
Think they'll end up doing that.
No, you definitely do not take a donut.
Donuts are for buy rounds.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, getting a little bit of news through here, lads.
Well, come on.
We do have another cash cow coming through. Isaac Heaney. Hey, Isaac Heaney. Isaac Cumming.
Good. Why have you read his name for some reason? Is he there?
No, his name. I just read it as Isaac
oh,
Heaney.
Oh, thank goodness.
Isaac Heaney is playing.
Oh, he's coming.
Cumming. Isaac Cumming is making his debut.
That's actually who I preempted and put in at the moment. He's in my team. As my little midweek
right.
trade, yeah.
That's all right.
Mm.
And guess what, boys?
Oh, no.
We are speaking no English this week.
Yes!
So, is that a trade?
Yes!
It's just
it was
your
regardless.
Perfect opportunity to trade
yes,
him there.
That's so the best thing I've
speak
heard.
Speak no, and I will never speak of the English
no.
again.
No. Never.
All right, some other little news.
No more
loot. The Cats have announced their team, and Gary Ablett is back into
yes.
the squad.
Oh, until
I'm sure
Sunday, yeah.
I'm sure he's going to play. Is he?
Hey, he can't. You can't be sure any Cat is ever going to play.
No, you can't. Eight late changes have made.
So. Being very rude. Cow, this is what we were talking about earlier.
It is
it's completely yep. unacceptable.
Old Mitch Cleary, he did his ladder. The next
yep.
best was three.
Yep, it's disgraceful.
Next worst. Is that what you'd call them?
Yep. Worst, yes.
Eight laid outs.
All right, yes, no, not very good. All right, another question. Bont is back as well.
Is he?
Jonathan Patton dropped.
Oh.
Interesting. Hang on, let me find out some more information about this one.
Oh, all of a sudden.
All of
Keith,
a sudden. Keefe.
Job security. He's jumped ahead of a number one draft pick.
He could be there. All right, boys, while that's happening, I want you to answer a question here.
Right.
Billings to McLean or Gray? Go for it.
McLean, because of the bye, 2 weeks away.
Agree, destroy, 100%. A little bit cheaper, too.
Yeah.
Right, thought you might
both
have answered that question
guns.
A little bit longer. Rightio.
It's a tougher one.
I have 600K. McRae and McLean, as they play the Lions, would you be happy to get both of those guys in?
Oh, yes.
Who has he robbed
wow.
to get that?
Yeah, that would be awesome trading.
Christian would like to know, do I trade Shipley, Calvin? That one's over to you.
Look.
And this could be a general discussion about guys that basically haven't made any money.
Mm. Yep. So
in your
things like, so I've still got O'Connor in my back line and Shipley as well. Basically, my only rookies at the moment that aren't playing. If I
Shipley is playing.
Yeah, that's the thing. If I bring in, let's go, Isaac Cumming for O'Connor.
Yeah.
Okay, let's just leave Shipley out of it because we don't know. I bring in this St Kilda guy for Shipley.
Right.
What's saying that this St Kilda guy doesn't have 30 points this week and is dropped? I've wasted a trade and who knows then the week after
then you've
that.
Got another just.
Then I've got another dead spot.
Yeah.
So I'm not willing to, at this stage, because I've still got cover, I'm not willing to patch up these dead spots yet.
Yeah, yeah.
Until I need to in the buy rounds if I must.
Because then you can do that risky patch.
Yep.
Someone will be there to get in with a risky patch.
Yes.
Won't they?
Yeah, so for me, that's a move I'm looking at over the buys. Shipley will just stay as a dead patch for now. Like a dead patch of grass. He's not growing.
He's not. It's lucky they've got that rule where you can't drop under 170.
All right. Boys, I think it's time.
G'day, this is Matthew Richardson, and I get my AFL fantasy advice from Roy, Calvin, and Warnie.
I'm sure Richo is tuning
sure
in now to hear this. The teams are in for round eight. Let's start here with Hawthorn versus Sydney. Friday night, MCG, 7:50 p.m. start. That's when your lockout will be. Langford and Henderson come into the side. Out. Cousins came in.
Oh, thanks a lot.
And Warple. out as well. I thought his job security might have been.
Nah, he hasn't been pulling his
weight. He just came in to wreck Zach Merritt last week.
Yep.
Cheers, Cazzo, buddy.
Thanks, mate. Now,
good
Sydney.
To Josh Kennedy.
Tom McCartan, Calvin.
Oh, I'm on one, dog.
You're on. Tom McCartan is a new player. He comes from the Geelong under-18s. He'll be coming in for the Swans.
Yeah, dog, probably not worth looking at. He looks big in his picture. 206, 206 forward.
Right.
I'm tipping he's a bit of big meat, this one.
Does Darcy Cameron have to do even a sit-up foot?
Yeah.
All right, Robinson's also in, out Fox and Marsh. Now, for the Saturday games, we've got quite a few of them on this Saturday. There's six of them in
Bring
total.
Good news, dog.
Come on, GWS dog. And West Coast in. Rory Lobb is back. Jeremy Cameron's back. And as we mentioned before, Isaac Cumming is in to make his debut. Outs Buckley, Patton and Shipley is a dead weight.
How didn't he hold? That's six.
He scored 6 points, for God's sake.
Walk for off. West Coast.
Is his handball effective? That's we need to find that out.
For West Coast, Archie is in. Ainsworth is making his debut. And also McInnes coming into ruck, as Nick Nat was talking about, actually, after his tribunal hearing. Nick Nat's out with suspension. Shuey, that hamstring. And Petrocelli is out injured.
Mm.
Okay, so Ainsworth, probably the fresh meat to look at there. Archie, if you've got a deeper draft, he might be worth, because he's got forward status.
Yeah, he could be all right, couldn't
very
he?
Very good.
70 potential?
Yeah, and he was very good in the Sandful last year too.
He was.
So, all right, Carlton and Essendon, the big old school rivalry of two top spud teams at the moment. Carlton, Lang, Lamb and Curno in. So no, Darcy Murphy. Lang. So he's the Geelong player.
Yeah,
he was.
So Charlie Curno back into the side. Casbolt out with those ribs. Phillips been dropped.
Oh, I reckon.
So, and also Matt Kennedy dropped.
Oh, God. Too. Great pickup.
Go GWS. Now, for the Bombers, Fantasia is in, as well as McKernan, who does come in for...
And?
Danaher.
And? Guelphy? And?
Oh, no, Guelphy!
Oh, you're kidding me!
Ah, I didn't see that.
Dog, I
that actually makes some...
So he didn't get arrested?
Oh, no.
Did he get arrested then?
Well, we'll see if he's
playing. You and your corrupt Bombers.
Andy McGrath's out with a calf as well.
Like he's not good enough to... What?
McGrath's out with a calf. Draft.
McGrath.
Draft, Roy.
And Nick Nat.
Right. That's where that... Yeah, so no Guelphy.
Are you kidding me?
That's a joke.
Well, big time.
Now speaking though is not so funny.
No.
No, it's not.
Couple of
shit. I need one of them.
Gold Coast and Melbourne at the Gabba. And May, Leslie, Aaron Hall is back in.
Yay.
We did hear that Michael Barlow's actually got a bit of a leg issue. That's why he was out.
Yeah, they don't want
I sort of read into it that he was...
It was in, yeah,
and
sorry,
then
yeah.
He heard it.
Yeah.
Yeah, before the other game.
Correct.
Oh, God.
So, gosh. Rosa, Joyce and Spencer are the outs there. For Melbourne... Salem is in for Hunt, and I was about to say Christian Salem, he's in for, which Hunt is it? Jay Hunt. That'll do.
Jaden,
that's right. Yeah. Shocking, isn't it?
Yeah, it is Jaden.
Good work.
Dog.
Thanks, Cal.
No worries, mate.
Port Adelaide and Adelaide in the showdown at the Adelaide Oval, 4:40 p.m. That's in the South Australian time. Port Adelaide made four changes here. Wingard, Powell Pepper, Cleary, and...
The Bears!
Hugh Rockcliffe is in. Outs. Johnson with a groin, Carl Amon. They haven't put anything next to his name either.
Squashed.
Dom Barry is out,
yep.
And also Jasper Pittard. For Adelaide, Pahulki's back into the side with Tex Walker. Miller out with a hamstring, and Fogarty has
Foggo.
Been dropped.
There's me other one.
You don't
I've
have
got
him,
no one left in the forward line.
Do you still have him?
Yeah.
He loves
no.
him.
Yeah, I love Fog.
He loves the pain.
Bulldogs.
Fog in, Fog out.
Yeah, I do.
Bont's back, not as well as Webb.
Those others are out.
And for the Bulldogs, as we mentioned before, Tim English is out. Omitted, as well as Ling John. For the Lions, Robertson, that is Nick Robertson, is back into the team with Allison out. For Fremantle and St Kilda, in the last Saturday game, this is going to be a big Saturday. Jeez, I'm going to be pulling up on that couch and just watching a
what
lot
are you
of football.
Keep going, sorry.
Pulling the couch up right. And laying down.
Well, you're just watching. Already assuming you're going to have a good round.
No. Don't know. You're not watching any footy, Roy. Fremantle and St Kilda. Fremantle. Johnson and Pierce are back into the side. Nathan Wilson out with back soreness, and Ethan Hughes has been dropped there now. For St Kilda, Blake Akers comes into the side after his rest slash groin. And Ed Phillips, as we mentioned before, will be making his debut for the Saners. Long is out with a foot, and I think that's a serious type one there from memory
when yes, I saw that before. So. Bummer.
And Paddy McCartan, head. So that's what
can't
I said.
Put head.
Head.
What part of his head? Eye?
All right. On the Sunday games, there's only two of them this round, and that is North Melbourne and Richmond, the first one at 1:10. Waity back into the squad.
Of course he is.
Dorr, Rovat, Davies Uniac, and Paul Ahern into the squad.
Interesting.
Could be a forward downgrade because he's mid-forward.
Without a doubt.
170K if he makes that cut. Mm. And how will you find that out, Calvin?
You will tune in to what is known as the greatest video ever on a Friday afternoon. Warn Dogs late mail.
And I'll be talking all about that. Ed Vickers-Willis is out injured. Richmond, Brandon Ellis comes back in the squad, as well as Cochin, Miles, Menadue, and that Garthwaite. He's a defender, isn't he? Was he really good in the first JLT game, I think? Yes, you blokes.
Yep, of course he was.
Probably don't remember horses? Back from JLT. Prestia's out with a calf. Now, for Collingwood, no out, so that means Pendles is named.
Yep.
Brown, Dacos, Fasolo, and Wells are into the squad. For Geelong, Harry Taylor, Zach Smith, G. Ablett, Wiley Buzzer, Hall and Smith, and also Parsons come into the squad. The Geelong one's Fogarty, has been managed.
Oh, yeah.
And Tom Hawkins. His suspension there, of course.
How good's he been? Fogarty.
Yeah.
Great.
And ridiculously with that forward status, the flexibility of him, but this would be a week of need, though.
Does, Roy?
With those other guys. Without out, a doubt.
Got any left, Roy?
Oh, I've got three out of my forward line,
right.
Yeah.
That's not ideal, is it?
No, so it's not.
You'll be doing some trading there, possibly.
I think I'll trade.
Wow. So there we go. They are the teams as we see them at the moment. We'll have a look at the games very soon. We'll take some questions from Twitter and Facebook.
Got a question for the traders? Tweet the boys at AFL Fantasy or head to facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official.
Yes, yes, tweet. Here we go. Questions floating through. Heaps coming through via the live stream at facebook.com/AFL Fantasy Official. If you are listening to this on City Park Radio here in Launceston, or you might be listening to the replay on the podcast, every Thursday night you can watch us live via the Facebook stream. All right, Andrew Tuff.
Sometimes listening isn't enough, Roy.
No. It isn't. You can see the disappointment on Roy's face for his draft team
brutal.
And his forward line now.
Yeah,
Andrew Tuff, Duncan or Fife?
I know this answer.
Fife.
No, Duncan.
Yeah, Fife every day of the week.
Duncan.
Class.
Duncan.
Fife. Right. And what do you got?
Duncan this week will be
what
massive.
What do you got, Cal?
Duncan this week will be massive.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk about why later when we go through the games. But I think Duncan from this point on is easily a 110 plus. I think Fife is maybe just or pushing that 110 mark from here on in.
I am so confident. In Fife.
I'm so confident in Duncan.
In this answer.
Okay, Anthony wants this one.
We helped.
Waterman to Sick Dog, Croden to Zorko. Whoa, must have a bit of a warm chest
there.
Yes,
God, I hate
people. He's gone value.
So,
he's gone value.
He's gone value.
People brag.
So,
that's a brag.
He just wants to know if his trades are all right.
Yes, they're right. He knows they're right. They're bloody good.
What, Zorko, you'd get him in without, like, worrying
about
it. Oh,
okay, hang on. So, he probably didn't need to tell us that he was going Waterman to Sick Dog.
Keep it simple.
Yeah, I don't know. These could be options then. Waterman to Sick Dog, Croden to Zorko.
Oh, yeah.
Or Finlayson to Simpson, Yoel, Whitfield. Okay, so who would you be getting rid of out of Waterman, Croden and Finlayson?
Croden.
Mm-hmm.
Would be going first out of those three.
Same for me.
Right, and so going him to Zorko would be
but
what you'd
do. But I
don't
like that.
No,
I'm
so then would you prefer Waterman to Sicily? I'd prefer to do that over Croden to Zorko.
Yeah, so would I.
Or Finlayson to Simpson, Yoel, Whitfield.
Mm.
I think the Sick Dog.
Getting sick, but good luck with that.
Yeah.
Those defenders, though, Simpson, Yoel, Whitfield, there's
all
risk between
all right,
them all. Yeah.
But you just wouldn't. Yeah, I don't know. Like there's no risk with Sicily. That's, yeah. That's the safe option.
There's no
All
risk.
Right, Max wants to know. He wants to get rid of Parker for Bont or Zorko. Bont is back in this
week. I can understand this Zorko talk, right? So
without a doubt. That
massive score last week.
And break he even 112 or whatever it
break
was.
Break even of 58 this week. So if you get a jump, you're getting him at what? Over 200K less than
he had 157 versus the Dogs that Eddie had last year.
Yep. He's back there again, Roy. He's going to be awesome this week. Bulldogs don't tag.
I know. Will they send one of them to him, though?
Who?
He was too good. Wallace? He's playing, isn't he?
Yeah, maybe, but I don't think... I think Zorko's back.
Do you?
Yep. Confidence is an amazing thing, Roy.
Remember, you only got to pull the tag out the back of his jumper.
Yeah, I know that, but I think...
turning 50s.
He walks away from that game with a lot of swagger, a lot of pats on the back. And I think he's a new man from here.
I think they might try to crush him.
All right, Joe wants to know, do you guys have other mates? No.
No, no we don't.
No.
I don't even know if these two like me.
Why is he rubbing it in? Oh, well, I like you.
Oh, thanks.
On a Thursday.
Okay. Cruiser, would you get him now that Phillips is out? Does that help him?
Certainly does help him. 100% it helps him.
Yeah, Cruiser averaged... very well last year.
He's down 100K.
He hasn't just lost the plot. He does feel risky, but I don't know. If you've got no more money, I guess he's an option.
All right. Joseph wants to know Rockcliffe or yes. Zorko.
Oh, wowee.
Zorko's at least shown something.
Yeah.
And Rockcliffe's break even still high.
Yeah.
Rocky hasn't shown us anything yet.
Yeah. And Rocky's got that buy.
Yeah. So it's definitely Zorko out of those two.
Roy, you've only got 10 seconds to do this because it's not an NBA hour. Mike wants to know LeBron or MJ, and I know where you're sitting now on this.
I can't believe it because I was MJ's biggest advocate for years. I wouldn't have a bar of it. I started to listen to it. I have now not only listened, I've embraced it. It's LeBron.
Right, well done. Okay. A few people are saying LeBron there too. Now, Andrew Brown, he wants to go English to McLean and Billings to Dangerfield.
That's a show-off trade. It is.
Oh, but he's saying Dangerfield or Spargo. Do you jump on Spargo and not miss that?
No, you jump on Danger. Because I tell you what, dog, you and your little DPP mates need to start talking about Danger. He should be forward
He has to be. He has to be.
Warren, have you had this conversation?
I haven't had any. I don't have it.
Do you get him now, though, or wait till his price keeps dropping? Well, how much he looks disgusting. I don't know.
He had 109 last week.
Yeah, he did, but
70 the week before.
He looked disgusting doing it.
Do you trade Guelphy now from Rikusa Sam?
I don't know. If you can get him to someone decent, it's tempting, but his break-even is so low. How the hell he's not getting a game, I don't know. And he's really not worth anything.
No, that's it. 283 that he's sitting at.
He's not worth a thing.
No.
Like, if you went him...
He's worth, less than Fogarty.
Yep. If you went him to Spargo, you make yourself, like, $6,000.
You know where Rocky's named?
On the ball.
Yep.
No.
Yep.
This is it. I cannot wait till after China.
Turning point.
Matthew Dodds, Taranto or Sicily?
Oh, yours, Roy.
Taranto, just for, I don't know, a little bit more safety.
Yes, a lot more safety.
A lot more safety.
It's the sick dog.
See, the only lack of safety with Taranto is when Kelly's and all these guys come back. But sick dog.
I don't think they're coming back, Roy.
Nathan, a bit of price differences here, but Beams, Fife or Matt Crouch?
I'm definitely between Fife and Crouch there.
I'm definitely Matt.
I'm just going safe with Fife.
You and Fife.
He's good.
Get a room.
Worst miss ever.
All right, who would you field? Rioli or Keefe for Adam Berry?
Jeez. With Patton out, you'd give Keefe another run.
Oh, as well. Yeah. He'll be having a hit out or two.
He'll have a hit out, yep.
Still be sharing that with Lob. Lob's going to be number one.
So I'm just thinking he'll get 15 hit outs. Rioli. And it's his work around the ball when he gets to be in the middle.
Yep. And Rioli plays them, so that's a tough game
gets
for Rioli.
Gets a few kicks, kicks them to the other team, doesn't matter. Plus three.
Keefe.
Right. Stephen would like to know, g'day legends.
G'day, Stephen.
Waterman to either Heaney or Menegola as a forward upgrade.
Wow, oh, Roy. Two frustration machines.
Yeah, you don't
God,
like
if you
either
can
of
find
them.
Anyone else, mate, do it. But no, I don't like either of them. But I guess at the moment you'd have to say Heaney because remember what Menegola was doing when Ablett was there earlier in the year?
Yeah.
How can we assume anything else? Although he is playing the Pies, how can he not score against the
How
Pies?
Can he not? But Heaney, on the other hand, he's still averaging six more points a game than him.
Yeah.
That's significant.
Gosh, for some reason, something's telling me to say Menegola, even though he's been gross.
I'll go Heaney. Dog split him for him. Heaney, Menegola.
Heaney. Just,
it's a tough one.
I like Menegola. Yeah. Heaney, just because of the Ablett risk factor.
Yeah. All right,
good one.
Because I think Heaney will just be Heaney.
It's Heen's going to Heen.
Heen will Heen, which hasn't been the greatest thing of all time.
He's averaging 93.
Daniel Bygrave wants to know, the best defender downgrade rookie would have to say Isaac Cumming.
I guess so.
Or that's... Oh, defender.
Yeah.
Yeah, form and price gives it to him.
Mitchell Wood wants to know, would you field Keefe or Norton?
That's tough. Cal, you own the Nort.
I own the Nort, averaging 57. You would go with Keefe with Patton out. A few more hit outs around the ball. That's a bit
They're
of
They're at home too, aren't they?
Who?
The Giants.
Yeah, but also Keefe's only got the Lions under the roof. Right. Sorry, Norton's got the Lions under the roof.
Oh, yeah.
I still think Keefe.
Okay, there is a man called Finnegan on here, and he wants to know, Keefe or Spargo? So do you spend the extra money to get Spargo if you've either got it there or you just take a less hit of your worn chest?
If you can still get to who you want on the other side of that trading, you go Spargo. He's there for longer.
Yep, and he can play on your field.
Yeah.
With confidence, you can play him on your field.
What does Nick Newman have to do to get a game? Jeez.
Oh, my goodness. I don't know.
He's the new Tom Mitchell up there, isn't he?
Just shows how kissed people were last year with him.
Brendan wants to know, do you feel Caulfield or Doudy? Doudy, just because he's had those bigger scores.
Or do you?
Mm.
47 to 70 last week. I think Caulfield, off the top of my head, has gone under like 69 once this year. Once.
Really?
And Dewey's pumping out 47s.
He is.
I don't think it's so clear cut.
Right.
Mm. So, I don't know. Thanks for answering quickly, dog, but I'm just saying.
Okay. All right.
It's a tough one.
It is tough.
G'day, I'm Tom Mitchell from the Hawks, and you're listening to The Traders with Roy, Calvin and Warney.
Rightio, boys. Take us through the round and some of the numbers and things that you like out of round 8.
Can we just kick it off? Because that was the pig. And the pig is on.
He's on.
Friday night, Roy.
Is he on, though?
Is he against his old team?
I watched your video today, and he wasn't number one.
No, he's not number one,
I thought you must have stuffed that up once again.
No, I didn't. This is my concern, of course. So, against the Swans last year,
yeah,
he had his worst score and his third worst score. Now, that can't be a coincidence.
No.
So, it is a slight concern. A bit of wet weather, though, might hit a bit of Melbourne on tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah,
it's been downgraded a little bit, though, the conditions.
Oh, sick dog back in play.
So, I think that he will tackle his way to a nice score for us this week. But, by beware, it is a little bit of a concern. Roy, you're on a bit of sick here.
Oh, well, I am. He's back to old form, as I said earlier. His break-even's 48. He's taking a heap of marks across half-back. He's got his swag back, whether you like it or not. He's also kicking goals. I think he is a viable option this week. It's only that weather, which Warren just said, has been downgraded.
Windy with rain, 15 degrees the top, 7 degrees the minimum, 90% chance, 10 to 20 mils, so still a bit, but it's not ridiculous.
A fair bit.
About in the afternoon, 34 kilometres per hour, the winds there, it is saying. That's for Melbourne.
So, because Sick needs, if you get him in, you want 10 marks on debut for you. How much
he's not getting
controlled footy, like how much rain is that? I don't,
yeah.
I'm 10 to 20 mils.
At 6 p.m. it's saying heavy rain, windy.
Yeah.
Not good for Sick.
And then it says at 9 p.m. slight chance of a shower.
Nah, it's going to be slippery ground. Hmm. Ball's going to be wet.
Yeah, you can still mark a wet ball, but if it's pouring.
Anyway, JPK's back though, Roy. 122, 111. He's down 83,000.
Yep, viable time to jump. Yep, you might as well.
Against his old team, Cousins is out, so he's definitely not getting any attention this week. And I think it's something like he scored 10 tonnes in his last 13 games against the Hawks.
See, I'm thinking there's people looking at getting in Zorko, not realising that Kennedy's only about 50k more.
Yeah, right.
That they are chalk and cheese, those two.
Sure, on Saturday kicks off GWS against at home to West Coast. And Roy, your mate Jack Redden has learned how to football.
He's remembered
how to football.
Cal. So 34 and 32 touches in the past 2 weeks. Who's out? Shuey's out.
Shuey's out.
That is just going to help.
Yes.
He is so cheap. You consider it?
Yes, you do.
Do you really?
Yes, you do.
So what? And you'd like justify it by saying it's a stepping stone.
It's a stepping stone for buyers. And he's got, you got to think, he's got maybe, you know, 4 weeks or so till his buy. He is going to rock it up in price. He could average 95 plus for the next 4 weeks.
God, we said that at round one.
We did. And now he's remembered football.
Gosh.
He'll be right. Cogs will be solid as well. So 121, 97 and 121 are his last three scores.
Should be some decent West Coast scores coming out of that.
There should indeed. And hopefully Witters gets involved in that, Roy.
I can't see how he won't.
Your boys, Roy, up against Warndog's boys at the MCG. And
could be a nil all draw.
Could be awful. Just the ugliest game in the world.
It's a good round for you not to watch footy, Roy.
We're thinking that Zach Merritt will be tagged again by Kerno.
Yeah, he will.
It's definitely happening.
So he'll get owned. So we know that. But what we do know, Kerno is knocking hard on that door to be in the top eight of the rolling 22. He's tagging people, so he's tackling well, like nine a game.
Yep.
But he's also getting plenty of the ball cow. Do you think he should be considered a top eight? Should people be bringing in a tagger thinking he's a top eight mid?
You know what he is?
What?
Carrazzo.
He is, isn't he?
He's the new modern day. Is it Carrazzo?
Yeah.
Andrews.
Yeah.
Tagger, ball winner, absolute monster.
That's
so
phenomenal.
Geez, you're paying for him though. 755.
You just couldn't do it.
Averaging 117.
I think he's had about two games under 100, but the 100 he's getting are like 130s, 150s.
He is slightly under Treloar in price and 100k more than our tagging friend in Zach Merritt.
Oh, God.
Gold Coast versus Melbourne at the Gabba, this one of all places. And Michael Hibbert is back. I hate to say that.
As you would.
But
and
he is
you
back.
Have every
would you
right
consider
to say,
getting him back?
No, I hate him.
He's the right price
And
to
I'm allowed
back.
To say that.
He's a, yeah, you are.
Yep.
Whereas I'm licking my lips, potentially. But I remember how he had you feeling, like you weren't even smiling whole week after.
Remember
being
that day we came to do the podcast and you guys came and I just sat outside on the grass in the rain?
Yeah, it was weird.
That's the feeling.
That's the hippo effect.
Yeah.
But he's gone 24 and 28 touches. He's taken a couple of marks. He's top five the last 2 weeks in metres gained in the competition. Yep. So that ball is obviously back in his hands. Cal, you wouldn't do it, but should other people consider it? Because he is so cheap.
Yep, you should consider it, but just in the back of your mind, do not whinge to anybody
when he goes
back to doing what he does. Max Gawn is up against Jared Witts. Did you know Witts has not conceded a ton against him this year?
Until now.
It'll change, of course. Port Adelaide against Adelaide, the showdown over at Adelaide Oval. Robbie Gray, Roy, he's your number one in your top six. Will he remain there?
Yeah, he will. So it was a little bit down by Robbie's standards last week. And when you're saying someone's a little bit down with 91, you know you're talking about an uber premium. So in the showdown, he's gone 102, 101, 127, 112, 90 and 112.
Wow.
He is in for another big one. He's already mentioned that he's just primed for this game.
Yep.
He was scoring those scores, remember, not playing just that pure mid as well. Like, he's been sitting forward a bit for a few of those games. He is coming out and he is going to be big. Unfortunately, I don't think he's a trade-in option for people because there's only two more till he's having
that
a rest.
Buy. And it's time to start looking slightly at that buy, but without
going nuts.
Yeah. I think Hugh Greenwood could actually run with him this week, Roy, so just keep it on that. Rory Laird against Port Adelaide. Port Adelaide are the hardest team for small defenders to score on by a long way.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, so I don't know if that means so they push up, add a bit more pressure to them or what.
Mm.
But that's just one to keep a eye on there, Roy. A bit of buyer beware. Now the Saturday night games. We've got two of them, of course, Western Bulldogs and Brisbane Lions under the roof. And here is my number one captain option this week.
How could it not be,
Roy?
Goodness me. What an out-and-out star he is.
Yes, a freak. Averaging 131 under the Etihad roof this year.
That's good.
It's good. And he's only got the Lions.
They're going to have to name a wing after him there.
They will. 150,
keeps doing that.
He's number one captain option.
151, 145 in his last two. And last week, Collingwood tunned up seven players against the Lions. Seven of them.
He's going.
Pies are good at scoring, though, too.
They are good at scoring, but 7 tons?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Hunter. Watch out for Hunter. McRae, McLean. These guys.
Field day.
Speaking of. Oh, God. English, it would have been nice for him. He could have been an okay.
He could have got 50.
Yeah, against. This is an interesting one. A few people have said, what about Steph as captain this week?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's an interesting option.
He'll be good.
He will be
good.
Did
they bring in a ruck?
That's something for you to quickly look at, Dog. While we talk about Zorko, break even 58, not getting tagged, probably not here. And interesting that 176 last week. A lot of people would have had him on the draft, Pine, like people did with Rockcliffe when he was going through that patch.
Yep.
To have him sitting there on your pine with a 176.
After you've sat him on the ground for all those 50s and 60s.
And he would have been drafted quite.
First rounder.
Traded quite cheap last few weeks.
Yep.
People getting frustrated with those.
Don't worry, he'll be back to his 50s soon.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
All right, Dog, did they bring in a ruck?
No, it was Bont and Webb. So no
who's rucking for them?
Oh, wow.
That will be. Who is it?
Steph is going.
Yeah.
125. I'm not going too silly.
So old Eagles and Big O are still inside there.
Who's rucking for the Bulldogs, Dog?
Well, Dog checks that out. I'm going to have a look at a bit of Frio St Kilda action, and I bet you can't guess who I'm going to talk up.
Uh-huh.
And I'm not telling anyone something that they don't know.
Right.
But Nat Fyfe is ripe. People aren't picking him enough. Why at least one of us don't have him is beyond me, but he's doing the lot. He even had 7 hitouts last week.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, he's bonus 7 points like he needs them. He's averaging 112 at the moment. If you're thinking about getting him in, don't hesitate. Just do it.
Break even at 107, averaging 120 in his last 5. No wonder you're reaching for the tissues.
Tom Boyd. His name is Ruck, so.
Steph V. Tom Boyd.
Okay. Yep. I retract that 125 and call it 140.
And there's not really anyone else there that
150
will support Boyd. Wow.
No.
Oh, gosh. Yep, he's going massive, and I can see why people are considering him an option.
Definitely, especially as a captain option, but. Geez, you'd be a gutsy guy to take it away from Pig. Last two on Sunday, North Melbourne, Richmond. Dusty could be tagged by Ben Jacobs here, who tagged JPK last week for 122. He smashed these guys last time, though, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He went 164. It was absolutely nasty. 38 touches, 8 marks, 6 tackles, 2 goals. Jacobs has been chasing a bit of his own ball, though, last week.
He's lost the plot.
He has.
He's gone a bit greedy. Final one good here, on Collingwood him. And Geelong. Look, this is going to be an absolute points fest for Geelong. And a guy like Duncan, I like Duncan this week, averages 123 in his last 4 against Collingwood. And Danger Roy, I think he will be back this week with a 110.
Hey, keep an eye on Taylor Adams. He played a lot back last week, and he had another stinking score despite a massive break even. Will be very cheap defender in a few weeks.
Right, there you go, Dog. They are all the rundowns.
Great work. Alrighty, a few more minutes here of our AFL Fantasy Life for Round 8. Plenty of stuff happened in the last, what are we at, about 45
you know
minutes
what,
or so?
We didn't get any big primo wax.
No, so
and that's
positive.
Okay. Rookie wax, okay. We accept that. Guelphy, nah, not accepting that.
No, not cool at all. Alright, just to recap those things then, the big outs then for this week. And outs just because of role, too, for a lot of these guys. Patton, okay, so that might be good for old Keefe, who holds his spot there to get a few more points. Nick Nat obviously suspended. Shuey out for a little while, hurting a lot of draft owners there. Petricelli. And then Casbolt, Phillips. So a couple of big boys out will mean there's a bit more work for Cruiser to do, I guess. Now, Danaher will miss about a month with that groin or OP. McGrath. With a calf. That is a big draft one, and anyone still holding him in classic. Don Barry, it's now time to sell if you didn't sell him before. Darcy Fogarty, probably the same for him with him being dropped again. Tim English, time to sell him. Nath Wilson, he's out, as well as Prestia. Lockie Fogarty, who you've been very lucky with. It's just be nice for him to be there this week. Tom Hawke suspended. Now, the ins, big ones there. Lob into ruck for GWS. Wingard, Rocky, Pow Pepper among the ins for the power, which are pretty big ones. And we're keeping our eye on Rocky. to pick him up after the bye.
He'll be in at some stage.
And Pahulki comes back in for the Crows. Tex Walker does too. Now, Bont is back after being a late withdrawal last week. And Blake Akers also comes in after being managed. Paul Ahern is on that extended bench for the North Melbourne Kangaroos. So keep an eye on him there for that, as well as these Sunday games, which has Ellison Cotchin to come back in possibly for the Tigers, and Ablett as well. Not extended bench for him, but he is in the Sunday squads for that. So the debutants that we're looking at, probably the number one on our radar would be, as a midfielder, Ed Phillips at 170K. The other one is Isaac Cumming, 170K defender. If you are looking at a first week downgrade, it's one of those two guys, I reckon.
I think so, yeah, definitely. Mm.
The other one that you might consider is Paul Ahern if he makes the squad there. Yeah. 170K mid-forward he is. Ainsworth, Braden Ainsworth for the Eagles. Job security. Well, the Eagles have just been playing a lot of kids.
They have.
You'd have to have some doubts and paying the 208 for him. And then that Ryan Garthwaite. I do remember him from the first JLT game, and I should have looked up some numbers. I might do a little bit later. But he was good in that one, but then I don't think he played the second, and he was always not going to be a chance to play. So the debutants. Now, Calvin, your top five. Nothing's changed from what we saw on the video on AFL.com.au today?
Still happy to have Duncan in at number five, although Steph has definitely climbed up that the top list, though, dog. So I near have Steph in there ahead of Duncan at the moment, actually. So, yeah, no, I'm actually going to do it. So Steph comes in.
Yep.
And well, Duncan,
he's shown ceiling this year.
He has. He will slide out. So McRae, Mitchell are obviously still my top two. But, yeah, I still would say I'll stick with the pig because I don't have McRae. But if I had McRae under the roof, I'd be locking and loading Warndog with confidence.
Okay, a couple of questions here before we wrap up for this evening. Cohen wants to know, trade English for Keefe or Spargo? Do you spend the money? Or like, do you?
Well, I really like the thought of going to Spargo.
Yep.
But as you said, if you need the money to do something cooler,
yeah,
do it.
All right, Ryan.
If you need him on the ground, you go Spargo.
Yeah, that's probably the good point.
Yes.
Ryan says, Doudé or Luke Ryan to Sicily? Luke Ryan's been disappointing this year.
He has. He definitely has.
So, but do you go Doudé because he's pretty much maxed out in price?
Yeah,
and just hope that Ryan can football again.
Yeah.
Yep.
He's a higher priority to get rid of, I think.
Yep. All right. Let's have a look here with some other ones. McLean or Sicily? You just go safety of McLean, don't you?
Yeah. Well, that is a very interesting one. I've been tossing up between those two until I was hit with a bit of carnage, and I ended up going McLean.
James does make a point here. Robertson in for Brisbane, and he'll tag McRae. What do we think about that?
I don't think it's going to bother him in the slightest, Wondog. Not in the slightest.
Right. Now, Jack Otis says, Keith and Crosley, so because he's got no ruck cover without him, so does he go with ruck cover with him, or does he go Keith and McRae? Do you just risk no bench cover to have McRae on your side?
Yep, you do.
And you put the C on him.
Yep, you do.
Yep.
Good luck with that.
All right, that's what we're looking at. So there was a question there quickly about the most traded players. Most traded in this week, Keith, Crosley, Spargo, Sicily, McLean. The most traded out, number one, is our mate Tim English. He is gone. So he is out as well. So that's why he's going to increase that out list. And he is gone, as well as Finlayson, Nick Natanui, Billings and Jake Waterman among the big outs there for the most traded. Right, boys, well done. Make sure you're checking out afl.com.au all over Friday so you get all the latest news, and especially the late mail, which you will hear from, you'll be able to see it around 6 o'clock or so. That gets uploaded on afl.com.au. I will make sure that I will give you all the news that you need. There is plenty to come on afl.com.au. Good luck this week. See you, boys.
You've been listening to AFL Fantasy Live. Play the official fantasy game of the AFL at fantasy.afl.com.au. Happy trading.